Felice, this book, The Boy and the Spy, I'm fascinated with because you've written about a period that so many young readers would have no real knowledge of, the Second World War. And is that part of the attraction for it?
It is, but I want to make it accessible for them as well through the eyes of a boy or a girl their age. And I've always been fascinated by history and travel and art. I'm known for writing sports, action and movement, but that's just one side of me, and I wanted to bring that action and movement into my book. So it's very pacey, it's very it moves along, and for this generation who live in a fast-paced world, they're used to this, and that's what I wanted to present to them, to bring that drama or translate that drama into something that they could comprehend and understand. So I've had I loved going down this path of historical fiction. Now, I have a couple other historical fiction books, but this was the one that sort of sparked it off for me.
Do you find that girls are also interested in this? Because I find this is, a lot of these adventures tend to be a little bit boys' own adventures. Yes. Do girls just come along with you there?
They do, and usually I have wonderful female characters in it. And people say, well, why don't you write about the girls? I see myself in these characters. I see myself, and purely for that, and I use that as the protagonist or the lead boy in it to direct my fantasies in this. But most of the readers who write to me are girls, which is fantastic. And there's a wonderful character in this book, in The Boy and the Spy, called Simonetta, and a lot of the letters I've received or emails or through social media saying, we want to hear more of Simonetta's story. Where does she end up?
This isn't your latest book. Tell us a little bit about the one that you've got out now.
Right, so this set off World War II, and then the second one was Fearless Frederick, set in Paris 1910 during the Great Flood. But the latest one is set around Berlin Wall. When the wall goes up in 1961, a boy is separated from his parents. Thousands of families were separated on that day in August in 1961, the barbed wire went up. He's caught on the east side, his parents on the west, but he comes up with a plan to try to risk his life, as many did, and try to get to his family. And I wasn't sure if I should write about the Berlin Wall. So much has been documented in films and books, and I thought it's probably not my place as an Aussie author, but I really wanted, again, make it accessible for this age group through the eyes of this boy. And what really tipped it off for me was I live in Melbourne in an apartment, and my neighbour is German, and we talk all the time. He's an elderly gentleman. He's 80 this year, and he walks his dog. And I said, Felix, what are you writing? He calls me Felix, the German version or English version of Felice. He said, what are you writing now? I said, I'm thinking of writing about the Berlin Wall. He said, oh, really? Well, I'm from Berlin, and I was a guard on the Berlin Wall. I took that as a sign. I said, okay, what are the chances? Peter, I'm going to use you as a great resource and help me write this book. So that's my latest now. It's just been released. But The Boy and the Spy, the International School of Geneva got in contact with me. They said, they love this story. Can we do the play version with our drama students? I said, well, there isn't a play version, but I'll write you the play version. So this time last year, I flew over there and worked with the students, and we staged it. Now I've brought the template back. And a school in Victoria next week going to stage the Aussie premiere, Berwick Grammar and St. Margaret's. But schools now have that opportunity to go to theboyandthespy.com, and if they want to stage this with their students, they can do this.